So good news. I checked the permit website. You're on 340, and I got a permit for April 23rd.
That's not good news. That's horrible news. Horrible news.
Why is that horrible news?
That means you're gonna go hiking. The kid's gonna be out there in the middle of nowhere.
Put this on your podcast.
I'm Cody Hoffmackel, and this is Through.
Navigating the travel world doesn't have to be complicated. Whether you want to hack your points and miles, figure out where to travel next, or you just need advice on an ethical dilemma. I'm Aisling Green, host of Unpacked by Afar. And in the brand new season, we are unpacking the most captivating and challenging topics in the travel industry, one conversation at a time. Topics like the sexiness of travel insurance and the perils of quote-unquote bad tourism, and even the secrets to flying with children and not losing your mind in the process. Listen to Unpacked by Afar wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's March 10th, 2022, and I'm at the end of a 12-mile walk. I'm at 11.2 miles heading home. So I walk on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, and lately I've increased the distance to about 12 miles in one go. I'm not really walking with a pack yet. I'm kind of worried that that's going to make a huge difference, but this at least builds some sort of foundation. So around 10 miles in, I start to feel it in my legs and kind of make a decision to power through that, because I'm going to have to walk when I don't want to. So I've tried to start practicing that now. But what really happens around mile 10, and I'm gonna get a little graphic here, forgive me, but you know, hiking involves the body and is very physical. What really happens around mile 10 is the chafe. Start to feel it. And this happened a couple days ago when I did it. I started to notice the chafe. I am no stranger to it, but I feel like that is potentially the most important product of these long 12-mile walks, is building up my ass calluses. And, letting my body do its thing to become chafe resistant. So I feel like that's a big, big part of hiking. At least it's a major concern I have. I've been foregoing the caboose loop, as my dad would call it.
Do you think I can make it all 2,500 miles?
As stubborn as he is?
Yes. Unfortunately.
How many miles?
How many miles
a day is that?
You have to average about 20.
God damn. Man, your feet are going to hurt.
Yeah.
As long as you make sure they don't turn it.
Oh, you know what you need for that?
What?
Dr. Scholes. This episode brought to you by Dr. Scholes.
Let's see if we can get Dr. Scholes to sponsor.
My thoughts are really about this project, about the PCT. I can't stop thinking about it. This has been what's occupied a lot of my mental space the past few months, is will it happen? Is it going to happen? It's probably not going to happen. Oh, maybe it will. How do I make it, put out the content that people want to hear? How do I make it worthwhile?
Not a lot of people die.
Well, that's good.
I mean,
that's
good, very rare, very rare.
How are you gonna charge your stuff while you're out there? Solar?
So
why
you stop in town. Mm-hmm. So every like week, really the longest you go in between a town stop is probably like 10 days, and that's probably only like once or twice. So like every few days to a week, you're stopping in a town, staying in a hotel.
Checking in.
Getting a resupply box at a post office, having a cheeseburger, calling your mom, recording.
Every 10 days? No, you have to call me more than every 10 days.
Yeah, there's going to be days that go by where you don't hear from me.
That's where I need your buddy's phone number.
They're going to be random buddies that aren't...
Well, you can give me multiple ones. This is the only time I can
pass out her number.
You'll get updates. There will be a podcast.
Yeah, we need to tip you. Can we put a chip in your...
I'll leave Life 360 on my phone for this. I don't know, though, because it uses battery.
Not very much the background.
I might...
I should be using my Galaxy Note 8.
Move out, I have to have Life 360.
This episode brought to you by Galaxy Note.
There's a lot of imagining going on, and I try to be aware that it's imagining, and ultimately... stay present and realize that there's not much I can do. But I can walk. I can walk 12-mile days and become chafe-resistant as much as I am able. And I'm also terrified. But not that terrified. Not terrified enough to avoid it.
I don't see anything wrong with my request.
What?
To check again, give me phone numbers of all the people that you'll be with. Call me every day. I don't understand the issue.
You have to calculate how many calories you're going to be using to hike that far.
About 4,000 a day.
Yep. What are you going to be eating and carrying for 10 days?
You're right. You know what? I better just bail.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea.
I think that's going to be difficult. I've got this really nice routine going here, and... I've made a lot of progress in things that I can't really keep up with while I'm out there. Like rock climbing and guitar playing. I mean, I've been about it. I've struggled with consistency for most of my adult life and sticking to any sort of practice. And lately I've just been doing awesome at sticking to a regular guitar practice. I've made a lot of progress. So I actually have the backpacker guitar on my back right now, and I've debated taking it. I don't know if I can handle being podcast guy and guitar guy. It's just a little insufferable. We'll see.
What did you raise me to be? If I were living according to how you raised me, what would I be doing right now?
You would be living in a house.
And you'd have two.
You'd have two or three kids by
now.
Yeah,
you'd have two or three kids. I just like, I raised you to live in a house.
Close to me.
I raised you to live in a house. I want to go live in a tent.
Okay, no, I want you to be able to travel while you can. However, hiking this 2,500 trail or whatever,
I mean, theoretically,
was not in the plan.
How many people do that?
I don't mind you traveling. Go travel the world. But hiking?
Mom, I have to say, even though you're not trying to be encouraging, your defeated acceptance of my perseverance is extremely encouraging.
Well, because I know you're going to do it either way, so just, you know, make a phone call. That's great.
How do you know I'm going to do it?
Because I know my child.
All right, so I'm going to try to answer the question that I know I'm probably going to be interviewed about, or a question that a lot of people will be asked. And, you know, is the question of the PCT. Why do you want to do this? mostly to make friends. I think, like everybody, I've been inside for the better part of, 3 years? I had a community at the improv theater. People I would see all the time. I didn't really have to keep up with anybody because you just saw them and had this shared space and shared interests, and it was awesome. Went through a lot between, that the improv theater shut down and during the pandemic, and I got engaged and unengaged and did 3 months of sobriety and relapsed, and then got sober in December 2020, and I've stayed sober. Moved back in with my parents. Last year I went on a long road trip, and went on a long road trip up and down the West Coast, and that's where I got the idea to hike the PCT, and I met a lot of thru hikers at the PCT festival in Oregon, and I didn't realize I wanted community again so bad. I want to be around people. I think doing something physical is really interesting because I've kind of struggled with my physical and mental health. And I've worked a lot on it, and this seems like a good way to test it, way to build it up more. Way to challenge myself and tell some fascinating stories while I do it. That's the best answer I've had for that so far.
You're just doing all this so that way I'm like, yes, Cody, please go move to California.
How are you going to upload the audio?
Please move to California.
I like that dad's thinking logistics. many places in America have a wireless internet connection.
Many? So you'll be able to upload.
He said that so sarcastically. Do you not hear that sarcasm?
I hear it.
The real answer is in town with Wi-Fi.
Interesting. Maybe Apple could sponsor you on that part. I mean, if it's on an Apple phone with an Apple mic, maybe Apple can pony up. Hey, Apple.
You hear that, Apple?
So my path today is from my parents' house in San Antonio. And I cross kind of a main road and go back into the neighborhood across the street, and across from my old elementary school is a place called Comanche Lookout Park. We just always called it Comanche Hill. And it's like the highest point in this area in San Antonio. I think it's a rousing couple hundred feet in elevation. But it's got a nice path, and that's where I've been walking these days. So I walk to the hill and then around it probably 8 or 9 times. And then sometimes I go up to the top, which is not particularly high.
Where do they shower?
In town?
They bathe in the creek.
I just imagine it's 2 days in and I can't do it. But I think mom's right.
I think he'll push through. I don't know. Maybe it'll be. I think it's gonna be extremely hard.
Might get a blister.
I don't know what I'm gonna do if I get a blister. But a blister.
That would be. You would need to come home.
You might get a blister.
So I walk to the hill and then around it. Probably 8 or 9 times. And then sometimes I go up to the top, which is not particularly high. There's a little like stone tower structure up there someone built. It's kind of like an art project. But it's been really interesting. It was always kind of a nostalgic place for my childhood. And it's a great weed smoking spot for when you might be a high school pot smoking teenager. And when you're a 28-year-old sober adult that just moved back home, it becomes a walking sanctuary. And I don't know, I've been walking there just about every other day, sometimes every day for the past year or so.
Yeah, it is going to be hard. I listened to one, like, through hiking, like, podcast or book or something where it's like, you need to get over your need to finish because, like, your safety comes first.
Yes.
And I was like, I know for a fact I would have a hard time with that because I wouldn't want to quit.
That's the kind of dude that dies on Mount Everest.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be an idiot, but I was just thinking that if I've put all my eggs in this basket like this, or like if I've like ponied up and like I'm like, I'm making a show, I'm going to finish, to hear it be just being like, I hate this, I want to go home, and I have to keep going.
And I have a blister.
Like, here, you want to do a stupid fucking interview? For this goddamn show, it sucks. No one's gonna listen to it. I'm freezing and shitting my pants.
It was started off as nostalgic, and now it's become kind of redefined into this era of my life. And has represented, did sobriety work there. I had taken many important phone calls. Comanche Hill. And we're almost there.
Where does this trail go through again?
It starts at the southern border of Mexico and California. And it goes through California, Oregon, and Washington to Canada.
Pacific Crest Trail?
Yeah. Mama's shaking her head. If you had to put that head shake into words, what would those words be?
Don't do it. You're not gonna do it. I don't approve.
That's a stupid long way.
On foot.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do one more lap. It's about a mile around. Feeling okay.
I'm pretty sure that Cody's this adventurous to torture me.
Yeah, it's all to torture you.
Cody's a sociopath. You're crazy.
You know what? We should have known.
We'll call that a successful walk and a successful recording. Got a trip to Costco with Mom later. And I'm gonna go put some Vaseline on my ass. See ya.
If you're enjoying Through and want to support the podcast and me on my journey, become a subscriber, aka a trail angel, on Through Plus on Apple Podcasts or Patreon. There you'll find a community of fellow enthusiasts and all sorts of bonus content. Through is a co-production of Spoke Media and Q Code. This episode was produced by Carson McCain and Brigham Mosley with help from Kelly Kulf. The episode was written by Brigham Mosley, mixed by NPAL Audio. Our art is by Andrew Adams. Executive producers for Spoke are Aaliyah Tavakolian and Keith Reynolds. Executive producers for Q-Code are Steve Wilson, Dave Henning, and Rob Herding. Special thanks to Noah Heller and Ellie Katapish.
On a summer night, Douglas Wag Jr. lay motionless across a strip of railroad tracks before being struck by an oncoming train. I'm investigative journalist Delia D'Ambra, and my investigation into exactly how Doug died took me into the depths of a bizarre mystery.
It was really hard to understand what was fact and what wasn't.
A mystery that has led me from one suspicious death to another. Listen to Counterclock now, wherever you listen to podcasts.